The Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA, sells electricity from two hydropower plants on the mainland near Wrangell and Ketchikan. Those plants, along with one owned by the Petersburg Borough on southern Mitkoff Island, provide electricity to customers in Petersburg. SEPA CEO Trey Acteson updated the Petersburg Borough Assembly this month. He showed charts of dropping water levels at the reservoirs at Swan Lake and Tyee Lake.
We had a meeting today and actually talked about suspending sales out of Tyee to the south until the weather trends start to change. Tyee is a higher reservoir. It tends to get locked up and we meet earlier. And what we mean by that is it tends to freeze up earlier. And when we get precipitation a little bit later in the year, it tends to come in as snow instead of filling up the reservoir. So we want to ensure that the northern communities have access to their dedicated resource and we don't cut you short. It's kind of this balancing act that SEPA has to do. We try to maximize sales and value to all the member utilities, but at the same time try to ensure that you guys have your dedicated resource.
Under a power sales agreement, Petersburg and Wrangell have first shot at the electricity generated at Tyee Lake. It's also sold to customers in Ketchikan when lake levels are high enough, along with power from Swan Lake. But both reservoirs are below their historic levels for this time of year. September is normally when reservoirs are filling up, not dropping. In the Petersburg area, the National Weather Service reports just over an inch and a half of rain has fallen this month. There is normally well over 6 inches of rain by this time in September, and the normal total amount for the month is over 13 inches. Petersburg's on track to have one of the driest Septembers on record. Aaron Jacobs, a senior service hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Juneau, says the dry weather has impacted the region with low stream and reservoir levels.
So it was mainly the entire region from Skagway all the way down to Ketchikan Dixon entrance has been abnormally dry throughout this whole time frame starting back in February. But because of the impacts that we've been seeing from Petersburg or Frederickstown southward, that's been elevated to a moderate drought. And we have not seen this prolonged moderate drought probably in recent memory.
Jacobs says the dry weather stretched back to last October. It's been one of the drier summers on record, and Jacobs says diesel power generation has been needed to supplement some hydro plants in Southeast this year. He also says stream flows have been low, impacting some salmon spawning streams. Reservoir levels vary widely throughout the year and from year to year. In fact, just 2 years ago, SEPA at this time was talking about spilling water from full reservoirs and lower demand because of the warm weather. This year's dry weather has impacted the Petersburg Borough's hydro plant at Blind Slough. The borough's utility director, Carl Hagerman, says the mountaintop Crystal Lake is dropping daily and at historic low levels.
We have no record of the lake ever being as low as it is today. And unfortunately, with the forecast that I've seen over the next couple weeks, it's just going to get worse.
Blind Slough is still generating electricity, but Hagerman does not know how long that will continue. Electricity is produced there by withdrawing water from the lake and dropping it down a penstock or a pipeline to a power plant below.
At some time in the next, likely in the next couple feet of lake level, as we continue to drop, we may begin to vortex, which means that the intake will start whirlpooling in the lake and drawing air into the penstock as it goes down the hill. And after that starts to happen, we will have to stop generating power because of that air that is entrained in that water could cause damage to our equipment.
The federal license for the project also requires the borough to provide water from that lake to a nearby salmon hatchery, and that will have to continue even if the plant is not generating electricity. Petersburg has backup diesel generators if hydropower is not available, but Hagerman explains that SEPA's discussion of suspending Tyee sales to Ketchikan would leave enough SEPA hydropower for Petersburg and Wrangell into the winter, and he's hoping in the long term the typical wet weather of Southeast Alaska will return and fill hydro reservoirs. In related news, SEPA's Acteson told the Assembly this month that the organization is moving forward with taking over operations of the Swan Lake plant from Ketchikan Public Utilities. The wholesale power provider also completed a similar transfer of operations and maintenance, or O&M, at Tyee Lake in 2014. Acteson told the Petersburg Assembly he's been meeting with employees at the Swan Lake plant and the union representing them. Those employees will end up working for SEPA instead of KPU once the transfer is complete.
That's one of the advantages of us taking over O&M is we can synchronize the two plants, everything from the labor contracts, training, safety, procedures, and all that. So we'll be able to get both plants up to industry best practices.
The aim is to complete the transfer by the end of the year. SEPA has also completed some work to look at the condition of a tunnel underneath Tyee Lake and some underwater transmission lines. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.